Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Jason Marash. Town hall meetings around the country have been filled with strife, with citizens emotionally expressing their dismay at the current state of affairs in American politics. But at State Senator Mike McGuire's community meeting in Fort Bragg last Thursday, there were no shouts, threats, or hissing. In fact, everything went calm as speakers representing the city of Fort Bragg, Mendocino County, and the state made their presentations and took questions. The first speaker was Fort Bragg Mayor Lindy Peters. His speech was focused on the Coastal Trail, the mill site, the city's consideration of desalinization for water, and some construction projects the city has completed. On the mill site, the mayor updated his constituents on the current status, saying that the city needs a new plan to rezone the Georgia Pacific property. Peters envisioned putting a park in the middle of the site, but he advised the community to take part in the upcoming public workshops.
What we hope to do is have community workshops, get community input, figure out what we want to do out there, and then zone it so that we can hopefully have the same vision and see it develop the way that we want it developed as a community.
As for desalination, of which the mayor has been a major proponent, the idea is possibly to have the plant also create energy.
So I'm hoping that eventually we'll have a desalinization plant utilizing cogeneration energy so that we can show the world that we're using desal in a very green, positive way. The technology is improving. The costs are coming down. I see at some point in the future, the entire state of California is probably going to get most of their water from the ocean. So hopefully we'll be on top of that.
Some residents, however, were concerned that the water from the Pacific Ocean may not be safe due to radiation from the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan and the pollution coming from the mill site. Peters responded by claiming that the city is doing all it can to protect the water, but he isn't sure how well the site will be cleaned.
You know, we want the fullest, cleanest possible mill site, and I think we've made that message very clear. And there's not much more we could do beyond that. The property still belongs to Georgia Pacific, but due to the Polanco Act, they're going to be responsible for cleaning it up. But to what degree do they clean it up? We say clean it up, 100%.
When it came to protecting the Mendocino Coast, District 2 Supervisor John McCowan assured the public that the Board of Supervisors will be against offshore oil drilling proposed by the Trump administration.
I want to make sure you understand the Board of Supervisors is 100% opposed to offshore oil drilling. We did, we adopted a letter earlier this year reaffirming that. We also adopted a resolution more recently sponsored by Supervisors Jurdy and Hamburg, basically telling the federal government, please keep your hands off the marine sanctuaries.
Yet what the supervisor really stressed was the proposed ballot initiative addressing mental health in the county. The legislation, known as Measure B, will be a half-cent sales tax for 5 years and a preceding eighth-cent sales tax to create mental health facilities and provide local mental health treatment.
We have to first pass Measure B so we can have the conversation about how do we best spend the additional resources to help the people who most need it.
During McCowan's public comment, residents wondered about the current status of affordable housing and vacation rentals. The rentals were recently put on a countywide moratorium in order to collect unpaid transient occupancy tax and to rethink housing availability in the county.
The main impact is it does take that house off the rental market, and we all know how tight the housing market is, especially on the coast. So Supervisor Jurdy's proposal, let's have a moratorium, let's have a timeout, and let's figure out what are the reasonable standards under which we might allow vacation rentals to go forward. So those who have already been doing this, if they secure a business license, pay the TOT, and can prove they were already doing it, they'll be allowed to continue. But anyone wanting to get in the game in the future, they'll have to wait until we develop some reasonable regulations to help preserve our housing stock.
Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman followed the supervisor, and his first topic was marijuana. While he didn't address what is okay, he did address what his agency is looking for when it comes to enforcing the new state and county laws.
We will continue to go after people who steal water or illegally divert water, people who are involved in environmental degradation, people who trespass grow on timberland or anybody else's land, people who are growing on public lands. I don't care what your doctor says, you're not going to grow on public lands. Organized crime, we will not tolerate. We will continue to go after And whether you're a Bulgarian organized criminal, which we certainly have, and I'm not, you know, when I talk about two Bulgarians and a Russian walking into a bar, I'm not telling a joke. I'm telling you things that are happening right now. It's the darndest thing. What we're doing is it's a complaint-driven enforcement. In other words, we're not just driving down the road saying we're going here, we're going there. We're listening to the community and saying, which people are growing that are causing a community problem?
The question on the public's mind was about the department's stance on immigration. Allman replied by saying the department will only hold someone for the Department of Homeland Security if they actually have a request signed by a local superior court judge.
So there's really nothing different. You know, people in Washington can rattle all the sabers they want. But the truth is, the law is the law, and we're following the law. And I'm very, very thankful that we have some correctional deputies who understand the law, support the law, and report to me anything that would, any effort by an outside agency who's trying to get us to skirt the law.
Again, that was Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman. For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash. We will have more coverage on this McGuire Town Hall later this week.